Coming up this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you can head to Chapel Hill High School for their spring musical, and it's my favorite show of all time, Little Shop of Horrors, 7 p.m. all three nights, $10 for adults and $5 for students. We are joined here in the studio by five of the key people involved in putting together Little Shop this weekend. Hadley Connell is a senior at Chapel Hill. She's the student director. Ben Ebley is a sophomore. He plays senior Seymour. Senior Delia Vasey plays Audrey. Senior Coleman Lamore plays Mr. Mushnick, and Jake Genderson, I don't know your year, I'm sorry.
Junior.
Jake Genderson plays Oren Squibello DDS. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
So Hadley, let me start with you. Tell us about the show. Why Little Shop, other than the fact that it's the best show of all time?
Well, yes, I do have to agree. Little Shop is incredible, and I'm very biased because I especially love our production and all the people involved in it. Little Shop is just... It's so good because it has these different styles of music with like soul and rock, and it's so much fun, but also it has this darker side to it that still lends itself to comedy. It's really complex in the best way.
Yeah, I always say it's one of the funniest shows of all time, and just it's so obviously comic what's going on stage. It's also the best tragedy in Broadway history, I think.
I agree.
Like, just in terms of just the way the plot goes on. So, Ben, you're playing Seymour. You're carrying this show. You're on stage kind of alone, but not quite so much of the show. How is it going?
It's a lot, but it's a fun time, and I think I'm holding up pretty okay.
You got this.
Yeah, I'm on stage for...
They have to say that, though. You're right here.
Yeah. Turn around, and they'll say the lead off set.
He's great.
He's
yeah.
So good.
Delia, you're playing Audrey, who's just another huge, huge figure, and you've got my favorite song, which is Somewhere That's Green.
Yes, I love that song.
Yeah. How's it going for you?
It's going really well. I enjoy playing Audrey just because, like, her personality is in some ways very similar to mine, and in some ways, like, the complete opposite. So, like, in many ways, just because of the time period, it's the complete opposite.
Right. Yeah. Well, how is it similar, then?
I don't know. Just the way that she kind of... the way that she thinks about herself and how other people maybe think about her in a different way, I guess I can kind of relate to that. So, that's been fun to kind of play with.
Coleman Lemoine playing Mr. Mushnick.
Yes.
Tell us about Mr. Mushnick. He's got another fantastic song as well.
Yeah.
Which sadly got cut from the movie, but you're going to hear it on stage.
I actually really love this role. I think that he's this grumpy old man who's really hard on his employees, but I think he's actually really funny. He's got some good one-liners in the show, and I really enjoy playing him.
Awesome. And Jake Genderson playing Oren the Dentist. Everyone loves your song. You've got a couple of great, great moments in Act 1. What's it like playing the... Is it Villain A or Villain B? I don't know who the actual, like, number one villain of the show is, but... You can make a case that it's Oren. You can make a case that it's pretty much anyone in the show.
It's corruption in general.
Yeah, right.
It's capitalism,
yes.
You guys.
Ooh, very nice.
True.
Yeah, I
would agree with the Villain B analogy. Playing the dentist is awesome just because he's a dentist, but I think in the eyes of the dentist, he sees himself as a rock star. So that's kind of how, that's kind of how all of his persona and music comes out. It's also like a really... incredible opportunity to be really big and explosive, but like with a very laid back air, but you're also hilarious at the same time. So I've enjoyed it a lot. It's been a really awesome ride so far.
Awesome. Speaking with Jake Genderson, Ben Ebley, Delia Vasey, Coleman Lemoine, Hadley Connell, Little Shop of Horrors is the show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. at Chapel Hill High School. And of course, kind of the signature feature of the show is this huge plant that sings and dances and talks that you all have to interact with. What is that like?
I can certainly say that it's very fun for me to watch during rehearsals because it has seemed from the outside that they have definitely had to work with it because it's difficult to talk to something where you don't see the face, you don't see the person talking. So they're speaking to an inanimate object, but they're still managing to keep up character and make the interactions believable, and the puppet is very cool.
It's hard to act scared of it sometimes because you're like, oh, this doesn't have a face.
You know the secrets.
But then I think about, like, if a real giant plant started talking to me, that would
freak you out. Yeah. Who is bringing the plant to life?
So there are two performers who are kind of, it's a team, tag team yes. job to make this plant work.
We've got Daniel Aleman, and he is the puppeteer. He makes it look like it's alive. And we have Dries Raets, who is the voice of the plant from offstage, because no one person can do right. all of that.
How many plants are there? There's four, right?
Yes.
Technically, from
yes.
start to finish? Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. So
the different stages.
Yeah, including one that from, oh God, what's the song?
You never yes, know.
Thank you, Ben, for knowing exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, I love that one.
The sleeve plant.
Yeah, the sleeve plant is fantastic.
Yes.
Awesome. So what's it like working with each other?
I hate it.
Good answer. Good answer.
I love it. I've been doing shows with Delia. This is my ninth show with Delia, actually. I've been doing shows with her for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to know all the people sitting in the studio right now very well throughout, you know, the theater that I've done so far. So it's awesome to work with them because, you know, we already have like a prior working relationship. We're also,
for sure.
we all do theater, you know, in school outside of the musicals together. Mm-hmm. So we also have background with that. So it's just, it's an incredible privilege to work with so many incredibly skilled, hardworking people. I mean, mm-hmm. not just saying that, just as like, oh, they're my friends. Like, they're genuinely like, it's, you can tell like it's just very something very yeah. special.
How does this one rank of the nine that like just the two of you have done together?
Say number one.
Hi.
Say number one.
If you don't say number one, you're out of the cast.
Yeah. You can also say number nine. I hate it because that answer yeah. sometimes works.
This is one of the most over the top cast energies I've ever had.
Nice.
They're all different, but this one's definitely.
And we're truly
special.
All like. Very good friends in this cast.
Yeah.
Like, we're
yes.
all like,
well,
these
also,
are like honestly my best friends.
It was such a small cast that most of the people who got in except for Ben, obviously, tend to be upperclassmen, and so we all knew each other for a few years, and we're all really close, and I think that really
yeah.
benefits the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So, Ben, you're jumping in on this incredibly close-knit group
sophomore.
Of people.
Absolutely.
Love them,
I'm a little bit of a baby, but Delia, who plays Audrey, is my best friend in the
yeah,
entire world.
Yeah, we
so.
Have awesome. Been best friends for a long time, so.
It's a cute little tight thing.
Age is just a number until the law gets involved.
So details about the show. What should people know?
That's
Hadley,
a Hadley
that's
question.
On, that's
all
on
right.
You. Yeah. It is because literally everyone just pointed to you simultaneously.
Yes,
yeah.
that
yeah.
is true. Also, I have to definitely know everything that's going on all the time. But so I think people just need to know that. If they come, they will enjoy it. Like, it's
yeah.
very hard not to enjoy. The songs almost all are very upbeat. Like, you want to sing along. You want to be up there and, like, dance along.
Yep, yep.
And it is just so engaging, especially because of the cast that we have. Like, everyone in this room, everybody else in the cast, they make the show as engaging as it is. They just make me so happy. Every time I watch rehearsal, it doesn't get old because I love watching them work.
Thursday, aww. Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. at Chapel Hill High School, $10 for adults and $5 for students. We've got Hadley, Ben, Delia Coleman, and Jake here in the studio, and we'll wrap up every theatrical interview with the same question. Don't spoil your favorite moment in the show, but what's your second favorite moment in the show?
All right, guys, careful with the spoilers. I'm watching you.
Oh, well, not spoiler.
My first favorite yeah. moment, which isn't a spoiler, is when I get to sing Close to Renovations with two of my closest friends,
nice.
Tia and Ben.
So awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
My favorite moment.
Well, second favorite.
Second favorite.
Yeah. Oh, I would say there's a fun duet in the second act that I get to sing with Delia, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. But it's a fun.
That's
time.
Only your second favorite. Just kidding.
I really enjoy the doing the finale number with the cast because I feel like it kind of, you know, it keeps the energy going, but it also adds something new. So that's my second favorite part.
Awesome. Delia?
My second favorite part, I think, is I have one scene where I get to talk with all of, like, the doo-wop girls, and we've sort of made it that we are, like, friends, even though that's not really, like, listed in the script. So I like my interactions with them a lot because I kind of feel like I'm their, like, older sister that, like, tells them how
nice.
It is. So it's fun. Aww.
And Hadley, last word.
I've been trying to brainstorm while they help me stall. But it's kind of difficult because they all have parts where they are on stage, like they can pick from a smaller group of moments, but I'm lucky enough that I get to see all of it every night, so it's very hard to pick. I think I'm going to say Ben in one of your songs, which with the plant, which I will not say.
Name.
Right.
I think you get nervous that you don't sound good, but you sound incredible. You are belting. It is pretty high, and it is so good and just brings so much energy.
Yes.
So many strong reservations.
Yes. So many strong reservations.
You are correct.
No. Yeah. I was Seymour in high school. I deliberately broke on that line because I couldn't hit
absolutely.
The note otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's so much better that way. All right, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this weekend, 7 p.m., all three nights at Chapel Hill High School. Again, $10 for adults, $5 for students. You get tickets at the door, right?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Can you get online?
You can
or?
Also get yep. them online at HaynesTheater.SeatYourself.biz.
Awesome. So go there and get tickets in advance if you want, or show up at the door. Again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Chapel Hill High School, 7 p.m. Hadley Connell, Ben Ebley, Delia Vasey, Coleman Lemoyne, Jake Anderson. Thank you all so much
thank
for being
you.
Here.
Thank you so for having us.
Either or be square.